Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tav Kuf Yud, mitzvah 510. Today is the first of six mitzvos in a row that relate to issues of magic and fortune-telling and Doresh Al HaMesim and other types of issues. We had mitzvahs related to this previously. The Sefer HaChinuch, if you remember, back in mitzvah Resh Mem Tes and Resh Nun, back in Parshas Kedoshim, we had two of these Averas already. Resh Mem Tes was the Isser of Nichush. Again, every phrase in the Torah relating to these issues means a different Isser. Nichush in Resh Mem Tes, in Kedoshim, Shlo Nelech Acharei Nechashim, Lo Senachashu, Nichush meant that is when you take certain signs of nature that happened. There was a deer that crossed my path. An orev was screaming. Some type of natural sign, a certain something happened, and I'm going to take that and base my behavior to that. So that is an isser of nichush, a superstition type of isser. Okay, this does not mean certain logical ideas like we mentioned then, and that is, if it's not raining today, I'm going to go take a T.O. But if it's raining, I'm not going to go. That's not Nichush, that's logic. And that might be the pshat of Eliezer Eved Avraham and Yonasan, the son of Shaul, in their respective stories. But that's Nichush, patterning and modeling my behavior based on a event that occurred. Shalola Onain was a different Isser, Lo Sa'onenu, and that was figuring out different times to do things. Different times to do things. This is a good time to do it. This is not a good time to do it based on horoscope, based on nothing specific. This is a propitious time. This is not a propitious time. Right? This is also includes then, we discussed then, and we'll discuss it again in the coming days also, issues of magic. That's also included in Lo Sa'onenu, Oches Es Ho'enayim. And that's in terms of magic shows, V'chulu, which we discussed then, and Be'ez Hashem will discuss again in the coming days. That was Nichush and Onain. What about the issues here? So the Torah starts off by saying, when you come to the land that Hashem will give you, don't learn from all the to'evas. So this, put this on the list. This is another one of those averos that are called a to'eva by the Torah. A number of them, but here's another one. Lo yimatzi b'cha, there shouldn't be found amongst you. Ma'avir, the Torah does not say here, like it says in Kedoshim, the verb, lo sa'onein, lo sa'nachesh. Right here, it just says, there shouldn't be found amongst you these people. The people who do these averos. Ma'avir b'no b'ito ba'esh, number one, there shouldn't be someone who worships Molech. So that we already counted back in Sefer Vayikra, so he's not going to count that again, but then we have four more in the Pasuk. Koseim Ksamim, that's today's mitzvah. Ma'onein, that we already counted, so he's not going to count that again. Minachesh, that also counted, so U'michashef. So the middle two are counted already, but Koseim Ksamim and Mechashef are the two new ones. Even though we had Mechashef, we'll have to relate back to that Isser. And then the next pasuk says, V'chover Chaver, V'shoel Ov, V'yidoni, V'dorish Alamesim, four new Averos that are quoted here. So all of these one should not be involved in. Just in case we missed it beforehand, the Torah repeats, Ki so'avas Hashem kol ose'eleh. Anyone who does any of these activities is looked at as an abomination in the eyes of God. Ki to'eva, u'biglau ha-to'evo so'eleh, a third time. Third to'eva, Hashem alokecha morish osabi parecha. Because of these to'evas, Hashem will drive you out, drive you away and send you into galus. And then we have the final positive pasuk, tamim tihyem Hashem alokecha. You should just be complete and tamim with Hashem. And then, says Hashem in the contrast, one extra pasuk, ki agoyim ha'el asher atah yoreish osam, these goyim that you are going into, all the seven nations of Eretz Kanaan, el ma'oninim ve'el kosvim yishmau. They are interested. That's what they follow. That's who they think has power. V'ata lochein asan lecha Hashem alokecha. But you should not do this. And then Hashem goes into the halachas of nevuah, a navi emes, a navi sheker, which Be'ez Hashem will get to after these six coming up. But again, the positive out of all these six are tamim tiyem Hashem alokecha. You shall be tamim in your service of Hashem. Ulkala says, bidachalta Hashem alokecha, in your fear of Hashem. The Ramban counts tamim tiyeh as a mitzvah saseh. The Ramban has an important yesod on this topic. Well, we have to mention the Ramban today because he doesn't count it. The Rambam and the Chinuch do not count Tamim Tia as a separate mitzvah. So the Ramban says on this pasuk, "Sheniyachei levavenu elav levado." We should totally only focus on Hashem. V'na'amin shehu levado oseh kol v'hu yodea amitas kol asid. Hashem does everything. He knows the future, which we'll talk about. And only from Him should we seek the future. Asidos. How do you figure out the future? You can't know. We're human beings. You want to know how to live your life in the future? You look in the Torah. Or if you have a Navi. The Urim V'Tumim are a Navi. That's how you know the future. There are no other ways, appropriate ways, to know the future in this world. Velo nidrosh me hovrei shamayim velo mizul asam. And we shouldn't seek after those who say that they have connections in the heavens. Velo niftach sheyavo devrayim al kalpanim. And we should not trust that their words will come. Aval em nishma davar mehem. If we hear something from him, nomar hakobi de shamayim. Even if we happen to hear, everything is up to Hashem. Ki hu alokeu alokim, elyon alakol, hayachol, bakol, mishanem ma'arachos hakochavim ha'mazalos. He's in charge of the stars. Kirt sono. Mefer osos biyadayim v'kosmim yuhula. Okay, but na'amin shekol abos tiyana kifiyas kariv adam avodaso. Everything that happens is based on the special hashkacha that we have. The closer we are right to Hashem, the more hashkacha we have. Lefichach. That's why after all of these isurim of kosem and derash alameisim v'chulu v'chulu, it says the positive of tamim tiyya im Hashem alokecha. That's who, what you should follow. And the Ramban says, Zu mitzvahs asay. That is a mitzvahs asay that we should follow. The Chinuch and the Rambam do not count it, so that mitzvah really applies to all the mitzvahs that we're involved in. So what is kosem? What is kosem? So in modern Hebrew, kosem means magic. But that, we already said, is included in onain, the Isra Shalola onain. That was magic shows. Maybe we'll get back to that when we talk about Kishuv next time. But what is Kosem? So the Chinuch basically quotes the Rambam. Kosem means trying to figure out the future through fortune tellers and through any other source other than the kosher ones, meaning the Navi or the Urim Tumim. Those are the only ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we're allowed to be Dorish al Ha'asidim. Shinim Nanush Laliksom. And the Sefer HaChinuch quotes the Rambam. She'inyin HaKasima Hu HaMeinia Kocho U'machshavaso Lachsho B'min Mimine Tnua. We use types of movements. Kasho Yasu Bali HaKochos Kulam She'yagidu Mashi Yischadish Kedem Hayoso. Trying to figure out what the future is. We're not supposed to know. When we don't have an Urim V'Tumim or a Navi, we could try, we could wish that we knew the future, we know what's going to happen, and we'll talk about going to certain types of people, some Kabbalists, is that appropriate? We'll talk about that soon. But says the Torah, it's Aser. Pashtus. V'amnam yis'ameis lohem zeh b'giyos koach ha'machshava v'hashir b'hem chazak ma'od. I agree, says the Rambam and the Chinuch, that there is a certain power here. But it's not a kosher power, so to speak, a tahar power, and it's not one that should be used, and it's not one that is certain. Pirush l'pirusho. Now the Chinuch talks. Klomer. What do they do? Shem is bodedim b'machshav v'asam v'kovim kol hakavanah v'kol hahergesh shalahem al osu inyan shiachzu las ladas. They have certain types of seances, certain types of ways to have his bodedus and be alone and trying to connect to the spiritual realms without going through proper process. Umitocha is bodedus vakvias hachazok vehispashtus kol hamachshava mikol inyan haolam ugufani, by separating themselves from the physical, tisarev nasham im haruchanim hakoltim haasidos hakrovos kiyadua men hachachamim, that is known by those chachamim. There are certain powers and forces that connect to what's going to be in the future. Aval mikol makom ein koach b'hem la'olam v'lo afilu b'shedim. Nobody can know far distance. Far distance, not even the shade of nothing. Far distance, that's only Nevi'im. Nevi'im, Amitim, those are the only ones that can tell you what's going to happen in a long time. Even the close time, what's going to happen tomorrow? Even those, lo yasigu bohen hakosmim kol ha'emes, they will not know 100%. Much of what they say might come true. And all different types of kosmim are different. Many of them are very effective. Just like different people have different strengths physically. So there are different types of kosmin. Some of them, and there are different ways that they achieve this type of knowledge. Some go out to the desert and sit alone. Hit with a stick on the ground. Makos memaharos, hit after hit, zuacharzu. V'yitzak tzakos mishunos, and they scream. V'yaniach memachshav vaso v'yabilar etz manarach. They stare at something for a very long time. And the Rambam says, I myself have seen this. V'heder Rambam shehu razeh b'marah pamachas. He saw it once. If you look in the Rambam in the Sefer Mitzvahs, he says, v'zeh yadua u'mefursam b'chol makom shalachti bo. I've seen it, says the Rambam. Some of them might draw something in the sand, draw something, all different ways of trying to achieve knowledge of the future. It's all trying to connect to this power that will give you an ability to say the future, all of that, looking into a crystal ball, any of that. All that is included in the Isser of Oyumatzi Bacha Kosem Ksamim. And I've already, that's the issue. What's so bad? What's so bad about knowing the future? I want to know the future. I want to know, get a little insider information about the future. 2 points. Number one, says the Chinuch, look what I wrote already in Parshas Kedoshim by Nichush. What is the Isser? And there, the Chinuch says, well, we don't want people to think that everything is already determined, because it's not. And whatever is seen in the future, okay, there are certain things that might come true, but everything is in your control. Everything, you have Bechira Chavshis. That's what he writes in Mitzvah, Reish Mamtes, right here, regarding the Isser of Onain. Lefish in Yonim Eila, Heim Divrei Shigaon V'Sichlus Gemura. Ula'am Kadosh Amiti Asher Bachar HaKel Lo Yoslem Sheishu B'Divrei Sheker. Number one, it might not be true. Number one. Number two, it distances and prevents people getting close to Hashem. Because we think that we don't have any power. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's already in place. What's going to happen? And I have no control. So the way to try to prevent that is not looking in the future and really believing Bechira Chashis is a tenet of our faith. That's one of the animamins. And the Rambam says that. The Rambam Hilchos Tshuva talks about this at length. In the beginning of the fifth parak of Hilchos Tshuva, says the Rambam, Rishus kol adam nesunelo. Im ratza lahatos atzvo l'derach tov av liot tzadik, ha rishus biyado. Im ratza lahatos atzvo l'derach ro av liot rosh, ha rishus biyado. Everything is in our power. Yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows, and that's the problem that the Rivet has with the Rambam. Why do you even bring this up? Because, you know, it's a question that you can't answer. How does God know, and we still have Bechira Chavshis? But the Rambam wrote it. The Rambam says, don't think that everything is said and done. There are certain things out of our power. Hakol bidei shamayim. But read the end of that phrase. Chutz miyirat shamayim. Yirat shamayim, bechira chavshis, how we act in every situation is up to us. And therefore, if we go to a ma'onein, if we go to, a kosein, so then he'll tell us what's going to happen. So it kind of takes all the responsibility off of us. No, we have to have responsibility. We have to have responsibility. Number one. Number two, besides the removal of Bechira Chavshis, number two, we might think that there's certain powers. This is the other reason for the Isser that the Chinuch mentions. We might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in charge. What these forces and these crystal balls and the stars, and we might start thinking that there's a separate independent force if we're not turning to God. So that's what he says. V'ra'isi b'sifri v'shonim b'tam Isser zeh. Back to our Chinuch. L'fi shekol inyonim elu mat'im ha'hamon. V'yachshavu b'shvil sheyitztiku. These forces, these constellations, they all have certain powers inherently and not from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that could distance and bring one away from Hashem, and that is terrible. So anything that has to do with trying to figure out the future, which also, this Isser might also include horoscopes. Even though horoscopes was more connected to the Isser of Shalala Onain, because that's in terms of how propitious this certain type of day is, and a certain time of day, v'chulu, so that is, but it's all connected. One might violate two Averis if one is focusing on the future. But again, we have to realize the importance of Bechira, and the importance of Hashkacha. We are in charge of all of our actions, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of everything that happens in the world. Dine Hamitzvah Mivuarim, the halachas of this mitzvah are Mivuar in Sanhedrin, and in the Tosefta, and Rabosai, it is in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Ayin Tes, Hilchos Ma'onein Umachashev. These are halacha lamaisa today. Ein, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Shoalin Bechozim Bekochavim. Don't ask shilas from those who see into the stars. Veloba Garolos, and not a Garolos, right, are going to have a palm reader. To have somebody look at my palm and tell me what's going to happen to me. Not about tell me about myself and what I have to work on. That's something different. But tell me what's going to happen in the future. That is an answer. We don't go ask them. Mishum Shenamar continues the Ramah. Tamim Tia Im Hashem Alokecha. That's it. Vikol Shekein adds the Ramah. To Aser Lishol Bikosmim Umenachashim Ubimachashvim. So today is the Isser of Kosim, people who say that they can say the future. Sometimes it doesn't come true, and even if they do know, that is not the source of where we are supposed to get information. Big discussion in the Shach and the Piskei Tshuva here. What about for a Chole? Could you use any of these powers for somebody who is sick? And the Shach ends off by quoting that no. Quoting the Zohar, De Isser Gadol Hu Lidrosh B'Mechashefim, B'Mechashefim, Afilu L'Chola. We just stay away from all of these. Oh, you want to get a bracha from somebody, you want this, you want that, that's one thing. But in terms of Kosem, that is something that we stay away from. What do you violate? Continues the Chinuch, the Over Alzev Asa Atzmo Kosem. There's a difference. If somebody themselves become a Kosem and they do all these actions and they stand on their head and they throw rocks and they hit and they draw things. If anybody does that, that's an Isur D'Oraisa and that's a Maisa and you get Malkus for that. And they tell somebody what they saw, Chayev Malkus. Fusha Asa Shemaisa, but as long as they did a Maisa, they didn't just look into a crystal ball. Looking into a crystal ball, that's an Issur D'Oraisa, but you don't get Malkus for that because you need to do an action. But if you do an action, you get Malkus. Avala Shoam and Akosim, if somebody goes and asks, Eino Chayav Malkus, they're not going to be Chayav Malkus. Amam hu Megune Ma'od, but it is something that is looked at as very inappropriate. The Rambam says you get Malkus Mardus for that. And this is the Rabbanan. Kala Koveya Machshavosav Umotzi Ita V'Havalam Eila. Anybody who wastes their time and wastes their effort and wastes so much mental energy trying to go to some of these places. The Shiloh that's related to this is, so what about going to a Makubal? What about going to somebody who could tell you the future? So a Jew is supposed to go, and you could get a bracha from a tzaddik, one could get a bracha from a rebbe, but to go to someone to ask the future, so that is not, so that's included in this isser of Kosem. Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, in a number of his sfarim, number of his books, in Hebrew and English, there's an English sefer that I'll read to you a piece of right now, Ascending Jacob's Ladder. He talks about all the quote-unquote Kabbalists of our day, and he is a major Baal Kabbalah, but he's known as the one of the experts. He says, Chas v'shalom, it should be used. There's no such thing as practical Kabbalah that should be used. He says, Rav Chaim Vital even says in his generation, it shouldn't be used. The Arizal once said, he quotes, that only a person who never sinned, even unintentionally, can make use of practical Kabbalah and being guaranteed to survive unharmed. Even if I never did a shogeg. So he says, and that's when even in his generation, the Arizal said, in his generation, nobody should use Kabbalah. And what was he talking about? Not in terms of in certain practices that are alpi Kabbalah, but in terms of using it for oneself to effect a cure, to effect a salvation, says that's what shouldn't be used. The warnings of the Arizal, continues Rav Hillel, against using or misusing Kabbalah ma'asit were written over 4 centuries ago, at a time when many people in Sfat had Gilui Elio, which means Elio revealed themselves to him, right? Rabbi Yosef Cairo was a Rav there, the Alshech, oh, was the Darshan there? This the Rebbe Ezer Azikri was there, right? Which is the author of Yedid Nefesh, the Sefer Charedim. So there were major leaguers, big players there, and yet the Arizal said in that generation they shouldn't use it. And he gives an example. Again, we are not Baalei Kabbalah. He says an example. He says if somebody goes and they see in the future and something's going to be terrible, so what do? They write a kamiya. They write an amulet. Sometimes there are kamiyas that are given out. He says, what's a kamiya? Again, he says this for the layman. A kamiya is using certain types of Kabbalah that forces, the kamiya is a binding oath that forces a certain malach, a certain angel, to bring a salvation to a childless couple to have children. Says the Rav Yaakov Hillel, since good and evil are mixed, there is no guarantee that these children will be righteous and not evildoers, God forbid. Second, the person who binds the angel runs the risk of going crazy. The evil forces could destroy him. As soon as they hear their name mentioned in the oath, they say, who's binding us? When they look down and see who it is, they say, oh, it's only you? And they finish him off. All this is taught by Rav Chaim Vital. And he even gives names and events of what happened to certain rabbis of his time that tried to do this. And he says, Chaim Vital says, it should not be done, nothing should be used. Going to a Kabbalist to ask for the future is not something that we should do. It's a violation of Lo Se'onein, and it could only bring negative forces. Again, going for a bracha, going for advice, anything like that, that's fine. And that's acceptable. But doing more than that is something that should not be done. And he says there are many people in our generation that use Kabbalah inappropriately. And shouldn't be used Kabbalah Bechlau. And therefore, he says, again, he quotes, he has a sefer in English, Faith and Folly, where he talks about it. He says, I discussed the proliferation of charlatans who pretend to be Kabbalists. They claim to perform all sorts of wonders and miracles using practical Kabbalah. Yet which one of them can claim that he never sinned even accidentally? The precondition taught by the Arizal. To use practical Kabbalah, a person's level of purity would have to equal that of the great sages of generations past. Who today is on that level? And therefore, he says, La'at, la'at, first we have to get Nigla. We have to get Nigla down even before we start learning. And even when we start learning it, if that comes to a certain time period in any of our lifetimes, it should not be used practically. We are not on the level. So here, the Isser of Kosem would mean even using powers of Kabbalah to know the future, that is not something that should be done. And he continues, now back to the Sefer Chinuch. The Sefer Chinuch says, expanding on the Ramban's, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, Kodesh Baruch Hu is in charge, we dive into Hashem, we learn, those are the greatest schoolers that we could have to bring us to salvation. We say Tehillim, we have Tefillah B'Tzibur, all of those are used, and in that way, if we do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us all the brachos in the world. And again, this is the message that many in history, in the biblical history, the Sefer Chinuch says, tried to get across. Eliyahu and the Nevi'ei Abal told them, he says, stop going to other sources. Stop going to Kosmim in order to find out what to do. Because it's easy. It's easy in this regard. I'll know what the future is, and I'll know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I know how to react. It's taking the responsibility off. That's not what life's about. Life's about making decisions about Bechira Chavshis, and therefore, we are not allowed to go to Kosmim to try to find out the future. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue with the next of the six regarding Kishuf in the next mitzvah.